Hello, everybody. It's Joanna. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited for this call today. It's a bonus call for Sacred Rhythms, and we have 90 minutes together today, just extra time today, for you to come forward and ask me any questions that you want to ask me, any questions that have to do with your business, with your marketing, with your messaging, with your offerings, with your pricing, with your systems, with, you know, any of that. We have in our regular calls our extra 30 minutes of Q&A each week, and it's been so interesting to me that not many business questions have come forward during that time, although it's not that interesting. You know, now, in retrospect, I see why that's happening, because we're doing such deep inner work. It's, you know, it's like hard to switch your brain, maybe, to some of the business pieces. So, you know, this is a moment, if there are any business pieces that you want to ask me, strategy, anything like that. This is a moment if you want to, if you have any inner blocks with your business or your projects, you know, and you want to take a look at an inner block, this is a moment to come forward and ask. This is a moment if you want to go deeper with pieces that have been coming up in our Sacred Rhythms curriculum, places that you want to be coached on or you want space held or, you know, maybe you want to do a little bit, some more deeper work, this is an opportunity for that as well. So in a couple of minutes, I'm going to open up so that, you know, you can ask any questions. And what I always like to say about Q&A calls is feel free to bring forward whatever you need help and support with right now. Don't worry, oh, is this going to be appropriate for the group? Will other people get something from it? Because the answer is yes. Even if you, your work, your business, your project, whatever it is you're working on is different from anybody else's on the call, we're all going to activate the law of adaptation, right? Which means that as you hear somebody else get coached, listen for how it is appropriate for you, what pieces of gold you can take for yourself. There's always something and really more than something. But we're going to get there in about 4 or 5 minutes. Before we do, since I have you guys here in this container, you're with me for 90 minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to do a little more journaling just for a few minutes. As you've heard me say so many times in Sacred Rhythms, and for those of you that are also in Sacred Depths coach training, you've heard me say so many times, the difference between breakthrough and a transformation is applying the breakthroughs persistently and consistently. And that might be through outer action, but that's also continuing with the work, continuing with the embodiment exercises, continuing to consciously engage those parts of ourselves, those archetypes, those energies that we maybe haven't been fully leveraging and harnessing and engaging before. So I can't help it, you guys. And it's hard to do the work on our own, right? I mean, I even fall into this. I am an avid journaler. I do journal a lot, but it's like the times where I really probably should be doing the work, the inner work, the most consistently. A lot of those times are the times that I avoid it or I don't get to it as often as I would like, right? So I've got you here in the container. It only takes 4 or 5 minutes to do a little bit of consciously engaging, and so let's do that before we open up for Q&A. So this is your choice. If you feel like you want to engage with the Fool today, engage with the Fool. If you feel like you want to engage with the Destroyer today, engage with the Destroyer. Or even back to our very first class, if you feel like you want to engage with the survival mechanism that we uncovered, whatever it is for you, engage with that. But pick one of those, the Fool, the Destroyer, or that outdated survival mechanism, And you already know the drill. I'm going to just ask you to connect into the energy of it. And we can even do that together. So you'll connect into the energy of it, and then just you can either ask it questions and have it answer through writing, or just start with I am the, right? I am the fool, I am the destroyer, whatever it is, and go from there. See what it wants you to know today. If you have specific questions for it based on what's been coming up or what's happening in your business, ask it specific questions. I ask my archetypes for advice or further information on things all the time. So pick what you're going to work with, fool, destroyer, or outdated survival mechanism. Take a moment, close your eyes. And just allow yourself to connect with the energy of it. You might be aware that it's living in a certain part of your body today. If so, connect with that part of your body. Or you might see it appear in front of you or just feel it around you, whatever it is, but connect into that energy. Either of the fool or the destroyer or that survival mechanism. Taking in your next three breaths, with each breath just connecting a little bit more deeply with that energy. And then as you're ready, start writing, either just channel directly what it has to say right now, or write down a question and then channel the answer from the energy. I'm going to give you about 4 minutes on this. Keep on going. See what else wants to come through, or find some questions, right? For those of you that have been through Sacred Depths, you can ask a breakthrough coaching question to the archetype. See how it answers. Take about another minute, see what else wants to come through. And then start to bring the writing to a close. And I'll give you one more minute. Bring the writing to a close and then just read over what you wrote. Take it in a little bit more deeply by reading it over. Okay. And so with that, as I said, this is your opportunity to just ask me anything, anything that you need, you want coaching on, anything I can help you when it comes to your business, when it comes to your inner work. What have you got going on? How can I help? Star 2 to raise your hand. Kavita.
Hi. Oh, you knew who I was. Yeah,
yep.
You recognized the number.
I did. I recognized the number this time.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, hello, Joanna. And hey. I was really moved by the class last week, and one of the things that really struck me, and I don't recall how you framed this, so you'll have to, I apologize if I'm not remembering the exact words or the way you framed it, but it was something around you were telling your story about, you know, how you have a following on Facebook and, you know, and what has happened, you know, in your experience in starting on Instagram. And I really identified with this so much because, you know, what I was working with today is the destroyer energy, and because I embody a lot of the destroyer energy as well. And I have created and destroyed my business in different ways over and over again. Mm-hmm. And there was a time, you know, I even had, like, the first version was under a different name for several years, and I'd achieved a certain level of success under that brand. And then it's been really hard for me because now I'm like, well, I don't want to do something and not achieve what I had before, you know? And then, it really, and I'm ready now to get over that. And, you know, I've had a lot of other stuff that I won't get into that I had to clear before I could get to this place where I'm ready to emerge again. But there is that, like, I'm not really, you know, like, some people know me, but at that time lots of people knew who I was, and especially because I changed the name, and so there's this shame around that, and there's this, like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, now I have to, I'm not totally, like, starting over, but it is a starting over.
Yeah.
And because I've been slowly building some things, but, like, now I'm ready to go in a bigger way, and it just, I just wanted to have that be witnessed and see if you have anything else to share on this to help me move it further, because just your sharing on Thursday helped me a lot, because I didn't even realize you brought something to consciousness that I didn't realize was holding me back from moving forward.
Yeah, I'm so glad that it you know, clicked for you and you could see all of this. You mentioned the shame piece. What if you could, like, laser in on what the critic that is, you know, shaming you, what is the critic saying? What is it that you're actually ashamed of? What's the laser focused version of that?
Oh gosh, yeah, like so many things started rushing in. I'm like, laser focused. Like, it's really criticizing me for not getting it right a long time ago, and why did it take me this long to finally get the clarity that I now have? And, you know, I should have just done this a lot better and a lot more efficiently, and I have all this potential, and why haven't I lived into it yet? And, you know, and it's
yeah.
So it's
Wait,
basically
let's
telling
pause.
Me I'm messed up.
Yeah, got it. Okay, good. So let's pause there, and I want you to really just take in all that you just shared. You know, why didn't you get this together before? Why haven't, you know, all the things. Take in how day in, day out, in one way or another, this is what's going on inside of you.
Yeah.
If there was someone outside of you whose voice this was, whose voice is it?
I would say it's my father and and my mother in some ways, you know?
Double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And voices of, like, some my husband as well. Like, we've had a lot of issues that we've gotten in a better place now, and now he's very supportive. But that's actually part of the reason the progress has been so slow, because when you're not happy at home and you're trying to deal with, like, something going on in your foundation that is unstable, very hard to grow. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So,
okay,
yeah, three
so
very powerful
senses,
voices.
Yeah. And, you know, how, I hate to use the word interesting, but for lack of a better word right now, like, how interesting, it's great that you and your husband have worked it out, right? But how interesting that you picked a partner that was going to mirror some of those strong messages that you got from your parents, right? Almost like you picked your partner to work it out in a way.
Yep. Yes, exactly.
So, but are you willing to just kind of lean into this a little bit more?
Sure.
Okay, so it's a combination of your mother and your father's voice. And tell me if I'm getting this right. I'm assuming that for as hard and impactful and, like, harsh, all the things that, you know, that them giving you this message, this shaming message, has been, that on another level, that it's come from love.
Yeah. And their shaming message wasn't, like, it's not exactly the same words that I put out there just now. That's my version of their shaming message. But the shaming message from them and from my husband has been more around, I was a lawyer and I have a business degree, and I was set up, and they've spent a lot of money on my education, my parents did. Mm-hmm. So I was really supposed to follow this other path. Now that I've taken this path that is the one that feeds my soul, it's like, okay, well, if I was going to take this other path, it should have happened a lot faster, so I could just show them that they were wrong, or, you know, or, like, or it should have happened consistently a lot faster, because I did really well in the first couple of years, but then I needed to go back and get congruent with the kind of work I was bringing, because I wasn't really the woman yet who could bring what I was meant to bring. Yeah. So I had to develop. So
Kavita, you may already be aware of some of this, but I just want to reflect what I'm hearing, because I think it's really, really important.
Okay.
It's almost like there's been a tension between your highest truth, which, for better or worse, it knows that to do this work takes time.
Yeah.
Versus what your parents believed, which is, she's such a smart girl, she should have it together by now.
Yeah.
And so on the one hand, that higher wisdom voice actually has been more powerful than your parents' voice, because it did slow you down and has allowed you to do the evolution work to be able to bring it out into the world now. It's just that there's that part of you that still wants to, like, please them, and you hear the, like, it should have happened quicker, right? That's kind of gnawing at you. Hopefully I articulated that in a way that you can, that, you know, lands, you tell me.
Yep, that was very well articulated, yes.
Okay. So from that highest wisdom place, what is it that you want to tell? And you can even just bring yourself into the energy of that highest wisdom that knows that the evolution needed to happen. And this can either be what you want to say to your parents or to that voice inside of you, but what is it that your highest wisdom really wants all of them to know?
Wants all of them to know. Because I know what it wants me to know.
Let's start with that.
Yeah.
What does it want you to know?
Okay. That I'm actually going at the perfect pace that I need to go at, and that it's been really scary to follow this path of slowing down when I actually have the capability of going really fast. So it's great that I have done this and taken the time, and that, you know, all that now I'm able to bring the work that I'm truly here to do in a congruent way. And if I had continued along the other path, it would have been a waste of energy, actually, because I at some point would have realized what I ended up realizing sooner. And I would have destroyed it and been really unhappy with the business that I'd built because it wasn't me. This is actually faster than that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never said that before.
Yeah. Good. Okay, good. Okay, so let's pause here. So there's a lot in all of this. We won't pick at all the pieces, but here's what I want to say. I think you're bringing this issue up now because you recognize that it is time now to start moving. And this higher wisdom that has actually kept you at the exact right pace and the exact right place that you've needed to be is ready to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that the shame voice is going to say, you haven't been able to accelerate in the past, so you don't know, like all the things, right? So I think you're bringing this up to just call it out so that you can really remind yourself, you know what? I've taken the time I've needed, and I've gone slow, and now I'm ready to accelerate, and it's all been in the exact right rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
How does that land for you?
Oh, that lands beautifully. Thank you. Very healing.
Good. I'm so glad. And so last piece for now, so taking all of this in, what are some actions around your business that you want to commit to this week? Because it really sounds to me like you're stepping over a threshold into a new season, into a new rhythm, knowing that you've accomplished so much in the right pace up until now, and now you're ready for this other pace. So what is it that what are some actions or one action that you really want to commit to this week to move it forward?
Well, I decided to commit to every Monday in May I'm going to be doing an hour of webinar type or Zoom type call, and delivering fabulously on those, and then creating a new, possibly just a pop-up Facebook group around conversation around this new energy, because it's an energy of the supernatural goddess, and it really, I want to play with it because it's starting to tell me what it wants to be. And, so really going forward with that and throwing myself into it fully. And so I already had made the commitment even before we started talking about this, because I felt that nudge, like, it's time.
Yes,
you need something that will make you show up.
Yes,
so.
Good. So now that we've had this conversation and you've said it publicly, let this be like the deeper commitment to it. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's see who's next. Who is this? 0668 are your last numbers. I've taken you
off. That's Autumn. Hey.
Hi, who's that?
This is Autumn.
Hey, Autumn. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you for being here today.
Of course. It's great
to
be
here. So I wondered if I could dive into what we talked about on Facebook a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to remember it all. I'm just kidding. But it was Destroyer work, and I was really not very in touch with her. And
mm-hmm.
I spent a good deal of time with her. And then we went into spring last week. And almost every single block you said, I felt I had in the past. I thought I was having it right now until you got to the Fool, and then I realized, oh, these voices are much quieter than they used to be.
I just got chills when you said that. That feels like a deep truth for you. And I'm so glad that you see that, right? Because sometimes we think we're not making progress, but we really are.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm grateful for that. And then I had a conversation with a few very close sisters who we weren't even talking about me, but all of a sudden they said, I'm just so tired of you not stepping into your whatever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, Autumn, you're a badass. Why don't you get that? And that on top of what you said about stepping into my, I forget what word you used, but my power or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something still keeping me from stepping there. Like, I feel the Fool. He's like, we got this. Come on. But what's making me sit here?
Yeah. What's the, if you may, let's see if you can sense in this way. If not, we'll try another way. But what's the belief there that's holding you back?
Yeah, I honestly can't pinpoint it. There were so many that came up over the last 2 weeks, but like I said, those weren't nearly as loud, but something is keeping me here.
Yeah. So was the phrase that I used, step into your brilliance, was that it?
Yes. Yes, okay. It was.
Okay. Take a moment and close your eyes. And I want to invite you to connect in with your brilliance personified. So call down in human form the energy of all of your talents, your skills, your wisdom that you're really ready to bring out into the world in a big way. So your brilliant one. Not brilliant like uber smart, though that might be a part of it, but more like there's just that, all that specialness, the one that knows. And tell me, what does the brilliant one look like?
She looks like me, but...
Mm-hmm.
More brilliant, more put together, more sure of herself.
Beautiful, good. What is she wearing?
A really kind of sexy, but not purposefully sexy, cutesy dress. She's very sensuous, I think is the right word.
Nice. Yeah. And how does she hold herself, and what's the look on her face?
She just looks comfortable in her own skin and at peace.
So, Autumn, I want you to really connect in with her. Connect in with this one who is sure of herself, who's sexy, sensuous, comfortable in her own skin. You can connect through the eyes. And you can also take her hands in yours, connect through the touch, and you can even start breathing together. Really connect with this one. And I want you to ask her why you've been holding yourself back from fully stepping in. Let's see what she has to say.
She said that they all might leave.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
She said, because I think they all might leave.
Yeah. Do you know what she means by that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is she scared might leave?
Oh, my mom, my brother, my family, biological family.
Yeah. Can you feel that, Autumn? How strong that is.
Yeah.
Good. Continue to breathe with her. Really be with her. What is it, Autumn, that you want her to know about this from your highest wisdom? What do you want her to know?
That even if they do leave, she would be okay.
Yeah. Can you feel that in your body, that truth? Tell her why she would be okay, even if they do leave.
Because she worked hard and she's strong and she's resilient and she never gives up.
Yeah.
And she has other people that love her.
Yes. Can you feel that truth in your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you feel that in your body, Autumn?
In my chest, in my belly.
So just continue to breathe into that truth in your chest and your belly, that you get to step into your brilliance and let the world see it, and you're not going to be alone. And that you're resilient if there are people that fall away. They probably won't, but if they do, you're resilient. Yeah? Good. Take one more deep breath with your brilliant one, and really also just let her know through your hands holding hers that she is okay. She is safe to do this. Anything, any last words that she wants to say to you? What is she taking away from this?
She said we could do it together.
Good. Okay, good. So you can just let her go for now and take a couple deep breaths and open your eyes. What are you taking for yourself from all of this?
That there was a little, it felt like a very young part of me that was very scared to be alone.
Yes, agreed.
But I feel like to have done enough work that I don't have to feel that way anymore. It's just...
Well, the adult you doesn't, but the younger you needs to be reminded that you've got her back. And I think part of what we're seeing is, like, that brilliant self, the one that, like, believes in herself, is part of the young you, too, and she got buried under some history, you know? And so the more that you can connect with her and also continue to let her know, you know, as a child, that would be, you know, the end, right? If your mom, your dad, your brothers leave because you allow yourself to shine. But as an adult, you have the resources, and so you need to continue to remind her that so that you can harness her energy. That makes sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Really nice work. Good. You're welcome. All right, let's see who's next. Renee.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Oh, I was like, what? There's so much I want to bring forward, I don't even know where to start. It feels like, so there's been a couple of things that have come up in the destroyer work, and then after the spring call, I actually, like, took my fool for a walk and could really feel it embodied, like, in the difference in how I was walking. I was like, oh, we're taking the fool for a walk. Like, stop walking on your heels. Like, walk on your toes. And I realized, I mean, all the blocks of spring are blocks I deal with, but what has come forward, and it feels very tied into the destroyer work, is foundation. Like, obviously, you know, like, in all senses of foundation, like, not even just knowing where to start with bringing my work forward, and then, like, my physical body foundation, my physical, like, shelter foundation, like, I need to move from where I'm staying, it's not the right energy, it's just, you know, all that, and, like, not knowing where to go, and how I'm going to pay for where to go, and not wanting to go back to my parents, and it feels like a very hard place to create from. And the other related piece to that came up in some other work I've been doing, which is, like, all this body tune-in development work, like, and feeling unsafe to express. And it's been very tied into womb stuff. So one of the things that's come up for me is, and I've done, like, 5 womb healing videos, meditations, like, in the past, like, 4 days. So my mom had several miscarriages after I was born. And I don't really remember any of them. But I don't really have memories from when I was a little girl. But it just feels to me like, that there's, like, an impact on me that, like, has never, it was, you know, it's never really been discussed much. Like, it's like, but there's been evidence that I was aware of stuff. I mean, like, how could I not, knowing what I know about energy too, like, how could I not have been? And it feels all related because it's, my mom is the one who's, like, literally does not like to get rid of stuff. You know, it's like, she sent me food for Passover, and the bottle of grape juice had no label on it. And I was like, what vintage is this? And everybody generally laughed. It's like, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you know, like, she buys stuff, like, you know, like, tuna fish is on sale. She buys, like, 20 cans, you know, and it's like, it doesn't get rid of it when it goes bad, right? And so it's like, that all feels, I don't know how to articulate it well, because it's like, in my head, it all feels like it's like this is, and I had this insight the other day. It was like, I feel like I get pregnant with these ideas that I can't birth them, right? And I don't, like, yeah, I don't even know what to do with that. And part of me was like, well, maybe I have to have a conversation with her, but it just doesn't feel like something she wants to confront. And it feels for me like this is my piece to confront for me. It really doesn't need to involve her. Anyway, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, yes. So 100%. And, you know, where my kind of thinking on this is going, Renee, and you can tell me if it lands for you. So first of all, I just want to say a couple of things. So first, just, like, really want to honor your experience in your household and with your mom having these miscarriages. It does, of course, it affected you. And I think all of the connections that you're making and the awarenesses are so so big and so important, and so I really want to honor you for that. And you know, what was moving through me as you were speaking is that it's not so much about having a conversation with your actual, like, real-life mother as it is about starting or continuing, if you already are, to be more in conversation with your inner mother about this. And, you know, because I think you're going to get much farther in the conversation with the inner mother than with your actual mother. How does that land for you?
Yeah, I mean, 100% agree on that. Like, that's, you know,
yeah.
I wouldn't, yeah, I mean, it just feels like this is one of her miscarriages with stillborn twins, and that's like the only one she's ever really mentioned. She doesn't even talk about that much. I mean, understandably, right? But it's like, it
yeah.
feels for me like the work is for me to not, it's like, I don't want to carry her loss.
Yeah. Exactly. No, and that's what happens. And I'll just share with you, you may even know this, I'm a sister with you in this. I was a twin in my mother's womb, and she lost the twin. And my mother has never spoken about it other than like, oh, but I was happy because you were there, you know? And it's like, okay, but, right? So I totally
yeah.
get it. So this work is, yes, it is for you to do, and your mother may not want to do it, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it energetically. And so here's what I'm thinking. Here's a little process for you to do. You know, I carve out some time for this. First step, I would write almost like in your real mother's voice, just what, you know, like what she has to say about this, what her attitude is about this, like as she is right now, right? Just like channel your actual real life mother with all of her flaws around, you know, around this. Just so you can really connect in, you know, and like be with that even more poignantly. And then from there, what I want to invite you to do is pick an object. So it can be like a scarf, or it can be a rock, or, you know, whatever it is. And I want you to hold the object. And let's have the object really symbolize this dynamic that you hold for your mother, right? So this idea of getting pregnant but not seeing things through. And I want you to hold whatever it is, the scarf or set of scarves or whatever it is, and hold it, Renee, and really feel how you've been holding this for your mother. Feel the energy of this dynamic. Feel the impact it's had. Feel the weight of the burden. But also feel that part of why you've been holding this has been, you know, part of your connection with your mother. And I want you to take your time and really speak all of that out loud, like, you know, all the reasons, all the ways it's impacted, all of it, speak it out loud to your mother, who you'll see in front of you, you know, energetically. And then I want you to hand it over to her and let her know that it's not yours. It's hers. And that you hope she chooses to put it down, but that, you know, that's for her to choose, and that you give it back to her. And then from there, I want you to pick a better dynamic that your mother has, or pattern, or habit, or part of her personality, or whatever it is, to hold, to be connected to her with instead. Something she likes to do, whatever it is. So that Because oftentimes we have fear of giving back what's not ours because we think the love is going to go away or the connection is going to go away, you know, whatever it is. So pick something better to stay connected with. And then after you do that process, journal on it. There's other things you can do, but I'm thinking let's leave it at that for now. How does all of that feel?
It feels good. Yeah. I think I've done a little bit of the object work, although not with an object, but just so I feel like that it's a good next step to do. Like I've had the conversation, but not with like a physical giving something over. Yeah, I mean, it feels like, it just feels necessary to do something that is going to, like, get me out of that cycle of fear of, like, putting myself forward or, you know, and it's so connected with, like, what's going to, like, the fear of, like, when I express myself, like, something's going to be something's going to happen, someone's going to take away the good things. I mean, all that stuff is so clear where, you know, where it comes from. And, you know, my grandmother's a Holocaust survivor. On the other side, it's like my whole bed, like on both sides, there's this like something's going to go wrong at any second. And it's so hard to create from that.
Yes. So there may be some other things to give back to the, you know, the ancestors. All of that. Right? So it just may be some sittings. But then the other piece is, you know, I always like it whenever it's possible, and I think it's possible in this case, Renee, is like do the work, do the inner work, and then still commit, even if it's not fully done, still commit to one or two or three outer actions for the week around your business. And your work, you know, even if it's really, excuse my language, fucking uncomfortable, you know, do it anyway. So work both, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how it goes. Let us know.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. We're a small group today because this was a bonus call just if you signed up like in the first day or whatever it is. So please feel free to raise your hand. We've still got time. It's star two. Naomi.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You used the word, you know, describe yourself as a ritualist the other day on our spring call, and that really spoke to me. My company is called Branch Out Theater, and it just celebrated our 10-year
anniversary. I didn't hear the name. What is it? Branch Out
Theater? Branch Out Theater. Yeah, nice. It's a popular theater company, and we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, and I'm very passionate about my work. I facilitate theater-based workshops that focus on community building, conflict resolution, addressing issues of oppression, and lots of amazing projects and artist residencies coming my way. And on the other side of my passions, I am a Reiki master, and I lead women's circles and offer healing sessions. And during this time of the pandemic, I've been really feeling it's always been there, but just a deeper calling to really be of service doing deeper healing and ancestral work. And I had a big, you know, the last caller, I apologize, I forget your name, but okay. The last caller, Renee, who spoke about her grandmother being a Holocaust survivor. I led an ancestral call on Yom HaShoah that was like called to me to do by my great, great, great grandmother who came to me. Mm-hmm. So, and I got 16 people together on Zoom. So it just feels like this work, it's been really sped up of this is, you've got to be doing more of this. And so I'm at this bridge, I feel, in my work, where I'm starting to question if I need to be kind of moving in a different direction, or and it's very new, or if I keep getting this response of just wait, you know, it'll all be laid out. It'll just keep walking slowly and it'll come. Mm-hmm. And when you talked about, you know, integrating and planting rather than just being in full bloom right away, or that's how at least I took it. I really, you know, I'm taking this time to really to do that work, do the foundational work and figure out what this is. But yeah, I guess it's I guess in the past I've questioned, you know, the circles that I run on a more spiritual level, they're, you know, I've never charged for them. It's just more something that I want to be in those sacred circles, and so I create them. But I guess I'm just in feeling this deeper calling to be doing more of this work and finding a way to bridge my current professional practice with this additional direction I want to explore. I guess I'm wondering if I have a block around making that something that is monetized.
Mm-hmm.
And also when to, what to step into versus what to hold on to, you know?
Yeah. And just to make sure that I'm clear before I ask any questions.
Sure.
It sounds like you're saying the theater work is the theater work, but what you're questioning is this other work, the Reiki, the ancestral work, all of that.
Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's more just that, you know, the Reiki is, I've always charged for it, but I have two young kids and I only have time for so much professionally at the moment.
I see. Yeah.
So it's more like this calling that I'm feeling pretty clearly and strongly. It kind of feels like I can't give full life and depth to it at this moment while we're in the pandemic.
I see.
In terms of like getting it, you know, off the ground and starting something totally new, you know, with my two kids at home. So I feel this current of like, just wait and it all comes clear. But I guess there's that question around, the making that work. Can it be part of what I offer with my theater work, or is it like its own brand? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You haven't yet named what the calling is exactly.
What
is the calling? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, for me, it feels like the calling is to be offering more spiritual leadership, spiritual guidance in holding more circles, healing circles, ancestral work, doing more ritual work. That's who I am. So it's part of how I facilitate my theater workshops. Anyhow, but it's more intentionally making that the focus, that this is it's more spiritual in nature. And I think it would be also different folks that would be interested in coming to the work I do, whereas now I work with a lot of at-risk communities, vulnerable communities, homeless communities. So it's a nonprofit sector. So I think that's it. It's kind of a switch of how I'd be offering services to.
I see. Because I see how it fits straight into the theater work. I mean, you know, 100%, like, in so many ways, ritual is theater. It's interactive
mm-hmm.
theater, right?
Exactly.
So it actually feels like it fits perfectly. And, I mean, again, I might be too simplistic, or it might be that you have blocks, but, like, in a very simplistic way, what I'm seeing is that the umbrella organization is like the theater organization, and then there's kind of two offshoots of it. One is the at-risk communities, and the other is the spiritual work, which sometimes might be more theater, sometimes might be more ritual, you know, like depending on whatever you're offering. But I mean, that's kind of what I'm seeing, and I just see how that could fit beautifully. You can continue to do all the work you're already doing, but bring it under the same umbrella and then continue to grow the following of the spiritual arm so that there's more people in front of you.
Yeah. When I heard you say the other day that you were a art historian and curator, and then you knew you had to just really let that go in order to follow your path as a ritualist, that spoke to me. And so I was wondering about, I don't feel like I'm there yet because there can be a bridge, but I was wondering if, yeah, that decision for you, is that, okay, yeah, I'm feeling that decision too that you made, and, how do I know if this is something, if I need to let go of something and follow the other?
Yeah. Well, I can answer that question, but then I'm going to follow it up with a question for you.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, for me, I loved the curatorial work. I loved being an art historian. But what happened was what I noticed, a couple things. Like, more and more I noticed where I wanted to focus with the curatorial work was more on the education, like the dialogues, it was less about the art itself and more about the learning and the conversations that it sparked. I worked on a number of controversial exhibitions, or one very controversial exhibition on a very controversial topic, and the art interested me less than the dialogues and the conversations and the learning and the healing that could come from it. And that was happening alongside with starting to do the ritual work, which was really pulling me. And so kind of those awarenesses had me see, I will always love art. It's in my heart. But what is satisfying me the most about this career is the facilitation of conversations and helping, just using the art as a jumping off board for people to go deep into their souls.
Mm.
So that's what ultimately allowed me to know that it was the right thing. But that being said, I think I mentioned earlier, I'm a little risk averse. And so it wasn't switch one off, turn the other on. I worked, and I didn't have children then, right? And it wasn't in a pandemic, but I worked to feel at least a little bit like, okay, this ritual work has legs before I let go of the museum work completely.
Mm.
And it was very painful to let it go. It was happy and not happy. It was right. It was the right decision, but it was not a comfortable one or an easy one at all.
Mm.
So let me first pause there and ask you,
thank you,
from my story, what are you hearing that's important for you?
I'm hearing that the pieces in your story that speak to me are actually pieces that are already what I'm doing in my facilitation work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, I'm hearing, a clear reminder of what I have been hearing this whole pandemic of, take it slow, don't rush into anything, don't make any changes right now, just wait. You're going to find the bridge. That's what I keep feeling, like the bridge. And that's what I hear you saying too, the umbrella organization, two offshoots, rather than needing to, the part of me, when you mentioned to me the other day when I was working with the destroyer that was in shadow, and you mentioned something, it being low in utility, for some reason I've been thinking about my company as low compared to when I think about the spiritual work as being high. So
yeah.
I think maybe I need to find
what I would say is, and tell me if this lands for you.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned earlier, don't make any changes, just wait
right
for the bridge. And what I would say is the way to the bridge is by making micro changes.
Say that again, please.
The way to the bridge
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, this isn't the truth with a capital T, but it's something that I'm wondering about. The road to the bridge, it's not about making a big sweeping change and having your destroyer just like get rid of, you know, but instead by making micro changes, which will then lead you to the bridge. So, for example, and I don't know anything, you know, just from what you've described to me, which is very little, right? But just one example possibly that comes to mind is do another circle and charge for it. Put it out there on social media that you're doing this ancestral work. Take on a one-on-one client, just one, right? But charge for it. Maybe write a blog article about, you know, so micro changes that will get you closer to the bigger bridge.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That you hit something there because I felt this. Oh, I felt it right in my solar plexus chakra that when you said charge for it.
Yeah, because I don't think you're going to get to that bridge, Naomi, if you don't see that you can charge for the work.
Yeah.
That's part of the bridge, and I want you to start practicing that a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's really exciting. I can feel what incredible work you're doing.
Thanks.
One last piece I forgot. I wanted to mention this in the beginning.
Yeah.
If it resonates, I want to invite you to do some journaling around why you haven't been charging for the work. And look at some of the fears and the beliefs that are entangled. And I can guess at a couple, but just because it's for time's sake right now, I'll let you do some of that work and see what comes up. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, who is this? 2733.
Hi, Joanna. It's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. This is my first time talking to you.
I know. It's the first time I'm hearing your voice.
Yes, thank you. I'm just loving the call and appreciating everybody's input and finding something that resonates with me from everybody, so I really am grateful for that.
Good.
And my question, I'm going to probably sound like I'm all over the place because I can't quite articulate a question, but as way of background, I am 57, and I was on my way to becoming a therapist, and my husband and I moved for a couple of years to Germany, and when I got back, I decided to not continue to pursue the therapy and went into coaching, health and wellness coaching. And so at the beginning of last year, started, sort of launched a business, and I look back now and I just think I didn't lay very good foundation, and I did hire a business coach, and something you said the other day on the call was just the opposite of what I was, of the information I was getting from her, and that was, you know, find your niche and then advertise for that. And it just, it didn't feel quite aligned, and I didn't realize how much it didn't feel aligned until now I'm on this side of it.
Yeah.
So I did my best, and I did have a few clients, and now, and I was finishing with a client right before sort of the quarantine, and I have my two middle 20 kids home, and I'm finding it's good, but I don't have any bandwidth, I don't think, for starting to try to dip back into marketing, or I really need to work on a website. And I did mention that I'm gardening now, like a lot of people, and I am finding that I'm loving it. And I do love the spring. So I seem to vacillate between the spring, starting lots of projects, and the winter, then sort of going into a hibernation and maybe not following through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think I said in the Facebook, it's hard for me to throw myself into the idea of going back to the coaching, even on one-on-one. I have some other ideas of what I could do, but because I'm trying to balance that outer nurturing with inner nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm giving myself this break to kind of take the time to not only plant the seeds, but I'm now watering them every day and I'm watching them grow. And it's really rewarding. And I feel like, oh, I'm doing the work. I'd always planned to do a garden for years, but I've been busy. I never really took the time to do it. And to see, I told you, it's hard to come up with a question.
Well, no, I think it's okay. So first, thank you for sharing. And it's helpful, and I have a feeling it's important that you shared all of that. What is it that you desire?
I wanted to work with women to, for sort of for that education and empowerment piece, so mm-hmm. to encourage and be there and support for them to find the time to make for themselves,
mm-hmm.
which is now what I'm doing. I'm making time for myself.
Yeah.
And so I'm finding that my I'm feeling like this time in doing that and taking this time and really slowing down, really doing the journaling, reading, is all helpful in going back and stepping back into the coaching when I do that.
Yeah, 100%. So let me just reflect some things that I'm hearing, and you can tell me how all of this lands for you. But first and foremost, I'm hearing that you needed a winter. I mean, you're planting right now, but you're in a winter phase with your business.
Yes.
And it's something that you really needed, and thank goodness you had the wherewithal to take it. And this is really, in so many ways, if you needed one, the perfect moment to be in one, right? It's like the universe has really given the opportunity. What I'm also hearing, and one of the reasons why I sense that you needed it, aside from the frustration of, you know, whatever the last cycle was, a couple of things that you said kind of led me to believe, and tell me if I'm getting this right, that it kind of exhausted you a little bit too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I loved sitting one-on-one with my clients. It was all the rest of it. I had a coach that was saying, this business coach was saying, you've got to do social media. And when she finally realized I don't like to do social media, she said, okay, just choose one and you've got to do it. And I find myself, ironically now, feeling guilty when I could be putting something out there that I'm just hiding. I just don't want to do it at all now.
It seems like you needed to break pattern from what you were doing before a little bit. I think that's the other reason for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're exactly where you need to be right now, Tracy. And my sense is, you know, watch yourself, right? Because we can overstay in winter out of fear sometimes of starting the next cycle, right? I don't think you're there, but watch, because my sense is actually that sooner than later you will be ready to kind of plant some business, you know, new business cycle seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So watch that. Continue to enjoy the time that you're giving yourself right now, knowing that you're not just giving it to you, but it's actually nourishing your business, because Everything needs a break, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, right? And also what I hear is you're teaching yourself your own medicine that you want to be sharing with clients, which is about giving to you.
Absolutely, and it's very humbling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's not an easy feat, right? And then watch, really watch yourself again so that you don't overstay. And what I would say is go, then when the time is right, have this truly be a new cycle. And what I mean by that is don't do anything that didn't work for you in the last cycle. Do it differently. Yes, social media is a great marketing tool, but I have a number of clients who do not, are just not on social media. They laugh at me if they're in a group, and I'm like, oh, come in, you know, of mine, and I'm like, come into the Facebook group. But they're like, you know, I'm not on social media. And they do, they have multiple six-figure businesses. So social media is great, but you don't, there isn't any one marketing strategy you need. What's important are the principles of that your marketing should help people feel seen and heard, you know, that your marketing should tap into the desires and the longings, but there's so many ways to do that. And my sense is for you, without knowing much anything about you other than what you've shared in a couple of minutes here, but my sense for you, Tracy, is probably this next part of the cycle, this next cycle for you is not about doing all the things. Forget about having a website, all of that. But making connections and individually inviting the right people in to have conversations with you, or seeing if they know people, or seeing if somebody, you know, I like, one thing that I like to suggest sometimes, I call them Tupperware parties. You know, do you have a friend that's willing to get together, even just a group of three or four other people, where you can give a short presentation to, so that they get, you get to know some new people. I would, you know, set different foundations for whatever the next cycle is. And I could be wrong, but my sense is like you're still in winter, but you're getting closer to spring now. And so you can even start to like think about some of these things and just mini start to set foundations. We're not taking action yet, but start to kind of devise some ideas that would feel energizing for you.
Mm-hmm.
How does all of that feel?
Yes, very, excuse me, very resonating. Sorry.
Good.
I did have a little workshop, like a three-hour workshop for a few women last summer, and I did a lunch and learn in January, and again, I really zeroed in on when you said the right people,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's the critical piece. I'm going to have to look at reaching a different audience and how to go about doing that.
Well, that sounds like a great kind of homework assignment that you've given yourself, and I feel like you can even just start to make a little time for that now. Again, you don't have to take any outer actions, but start doing some thinking and research on that.
Yeah. It's that's good. Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And I appreciate being in the group as well and reading the journey that other people are going on. And I was drawn to the sacred rhythms because that's more how I've lived internally. Mm-hmm. I just haven't given myself the time to do it externally, if that makes sense.
Yes. 100%. It sounds like you're giving yourself that space now. I'm really happy to hear it.
It is. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And, I think you also said be careful of not staying in winter too long, and that's I'm going to have to watch that also.
Yeah, I think you're still meant to be there, but my sense is that spring is not too far around the corner for you when it comes to just the next cycle with your business. So watch for that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Of course. You're so welcome. All right. Patty.
Hi, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I've been writing from the Fool.
Nice.
I've been having a lot of fun with it, and I thank you so much. I know I did have a breakthrough with this. I feel so much better. So I think I told you that I want to work with women dentists.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was writing From the Fool, some things came up, and I know that it's a lot about me, and it's a lot about my experiences, personal experience, as well as what I feel with the profession. So I kind of like, I just scribbled a lot of things down, and I wanted to run it by you. And I'm not quite sure if I'm talking about a mission, a movement. Is this something that would help me with my profile on my website, or would you see like what it is that I do? So I just wanted to share it with you.
Go ahead. You know. That's great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks. Okay. So, it's on different pieces of paper. I just kind of like went with it. So being a dentist doesn't have to mean fear, frustration, or exhaustion. And then I wrote, something's off, something's not right. They're not feeling the love or the excitement they once felt. And it's not what they thought it would be. Own your personal experience, why patients come to you, who do you want to be, who do you need to be that fulfills you and connects you to your patients. You're sick and tired of who you have to be, rushing your patients, rushing your work. You own you. You're not a product. They don't own you. And what I mean by that is the bosses, management, corporate. You are helping them build and sustain a business. If they want you to bring in the bucks, then you get to be who you are, not what they tell you to be. You own this space, and they need to respect it. And then I wrote the word reputation, your personal brand. And then, of course, a belief comes up that That's how you get referrals. That's how you build your business.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Patty, amazing work. Yeah. Even just since our call on Thursday, I feel like massive forward movement. Just really well done in sticking with the process. I can feel your excitement as you read this. And yeah, I mean, as I hear it, I hear like what the core of the work that you're wanting to do is really to support these people in reconnecting back deeply to what their mission is and to feel really connected and present in the work so that they can be energized by it. And then to learn, you know, from there, then to really like learn and evolve so that they can set the boundaries that they need to set in order to really have it work for them and to bring in the business that they want.
Yes, I do feel that way. And there's this part of me that feels that it would help the profession.
You're a paradigm smasher for the industry. I mean, this is like a revolution. You know, it's not going to be for everyone, right? Some people want things to stay. It's status quo. They're fine with that. But for the people that are really ready to be the next evolution of dental workers, of dentists, like this is a revolution that you're starting. It's a new paradigm of what it means and what it means to connect with your patients, you know, and show up for them and be present to them, all of that. I think it's incredible. I'm so excited that's coming through. Yeah, really nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what comes next.
Okay. Thanks, Joanna.
You're welcome. Thank you. Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't really have a question, but invited us to raise our hands, and I'm like, all right, well, I have the right to check in too.
Yes, you absolutely do.
Thank you. Yeah. I guess as far as the sacred rhythms are concerned, you know, I've been having conversations with my fool, who's feeling very wise, instead of like a child rolling in the grass kind of, you know, we've lived through a lot and learned a lot. My destroyer work is still, she's really showing up big time, but I've also learned some things this week. My destroyer showed as Kali, which totally surprised me because I tend to go with, you know, Kabbalistic, Jesus, Mary, Nordic things, and it's just not, I've never like gone into that area, but I have heard conversations, friends of mine, like, you know, inviting Kali in. You have to be careful with that because she will destroy everything. You know, she'll take everything. She's the but I've also been working with the primordial mother, from my previous experience a couple years ago. And, so what I'm finding is she's bringing realizations to me. Like, I'm not having to dig, like, you know, all the pieces of the work I've been doing with you through all these programs this past month. And so just different awarenesses have come to mind. And one of them is my youngest one is, really knows how to trigger me deeply so that, I will do work in her favor or that she can get her way and that kind of thing. So it's an amazing, it's an astounding, realization for me, this piece in here. And even, you know, belittling the work I've been doing. Like, I know you talk to all your friends and do shamanic journeys, you know, as if it's not on the same level as, like, she's telling me I need to go get psychotherapy. And then she mentioned they do dream work. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So anyway, just really, I'm just feeling in a tender place of realizing certain things, and it's good. It's all, things are coming to light. And I really enjoyed this call. Every person that has brought something forward, there's been a message there for me, right down to the fool telling me that, because I've been working on becoming a coach for like 15 years now. I started as PA and all these things. And so the idea of the pace being perfect, even though it's been 15 years, it has still put me on a path of understanding this work, this online realm, in a way that, you know, I'm 61 years old, you know, there probably aren't too many, you know, women who of my age who are aware of that kind of, so to be an elder online, in this way, feels good to me. Like, even that question, what is it that you desire? I've realized, you know, the destroyer was showing me that, you know, I have this whole idea of I don't even want to plant things in the spring because I'm so not interested in the mother stage. And it's like, you know, I came up with a statement that my worth and value comes from being indispensable to others. And that's like, wow, I truly, and that goes to when we did that exercise, 15 minutes, what is it that you want from this time together? And I couldn't even answer that, you know, just really, because my destroyer has been just slamming the door. So it's all coming together and needing to rework that somehow. Like, what is it about me that I want to do, and I, as a coach, why it can't be service to others, because I will slay that. I will slay that before it even gets planted. And so it's the idea of doing the work on, why do I want to be a coach from me?
What are you going to receive from it?
Right.
Right, because yes, it is about giving to others, but if it's just about that, you're going to, like, you're going to be drained. You're going to be back in all of your mother, you know, when I say mother wound, I don't mean necessarily by your mother, though I'm sure it has a piece to do with it, but the wounds through you, that you, through you as a mother, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, it's all woven in. It's a lemniscate. It's that infinity
so
sign.
I think that this is a great homework assignment that you've given yourself, and I really want you to do it over the next day or two. You know, what's in it for you? What are you going to get from being this coach, this guide, this mentor, this holder of space for others? And let's see what wants to come through there.
Right,
okay?
And it can't even just be the self-sufficient pace, space. It can't just even be the money. Like, what is the inner joy that, that bubbles up? And my fool has been very, very patiently telling me, like, it's okay. I keep getting back on the horse. I mean, look at, I signed up for all this stuff with you. She hasn't gone anywhere.
And you're actively doing the work, right?
Yes.
I'm going to just tell you right now that in, like, a month, 4 to 6 weeks, sometime in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I'm really going to hold you to bringing on a client. Whether it's paid or not doesn't matter.
Right.
Not just yet, because I want you to do this work first.
Right.
But you have been doing the work, Lissa, and you're getting really close. And I really want to honor you and commend you for that.
Thank you.
Really beautifully
Thank
done.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already wrote down from a couple people ago, take on one client, just one, and charge for it.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Because I have people in my circle that I'm doing profound coaching work. I thought my youngest daughter would be one of them, but I'm just stepping way back from
that's
that.
Okay. That's a little, that's a little too, I could not coach my, beautiful.
Well,
posted.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And thank you for the opportunity to speak this and be witnessed. And thank you for this call.
You're
everything everybody's saying, I've written down something for myself. So thank you to everybody as well.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful way for us to end. Thank you to everybody, whether you've brought a question forward or not. Such a beautiful call. I can feel the movement, and I can feel the energy and all of that. And so I hope this was helpful for you. I hope you received exactly what you needed. I'm thinking about all of you, and I can't wait to see you on Thursday. We're moving in to the lover. All right. Hopefully I'll see you on Facebook before then. Have a great rest of your day.